learning, we're continuing with Chayyadim, we're learning Klam and Tess, Simon Gimel. So we're holding about halfway through the Simon, and the Chayyadim is going through various different scenarios where the bracha is Shahakal. Chayyin called Darbarish and his Kalkal Ksas, something which is not in its perfect state. Kigun Pas, Oitavshal, Avshahumi Meheminim. You have bread, or you have some type of food which is made from the five species of grain, which the bracha should be hamotzi or mazonos. And now when it's kalkuksas and it's deteriorated, a kaponim rolachila, but it's still edible. Now, Rishon Zalman is quoted in Rabbi Badner's bracha sefer in the back. He has a kuntras of tshuvas from Rishon Zalman. And he goes by the simonim. This halacha is found in Simon Reish Dalet. Pas she'ifsha is bread which has started to mold. Tavsha she'nishalat tzerosav in his kalkol. Or a food which has been cooked, which the bracha is not a shahakol to start with. Something made out of fruits or vegetables. And now it was nishalat tzerosav, the appearance changed, and his kalkol and is deteriorated. So it sounds like if a person cooks something bad, does a bad job cooking it, over it's niskalkol, so then you lose the bracha. That sounds to be a little bit strange. So Rishon Zalman says over here that something which is burnt, it just doesn't taste so good, or it got too smoky or something of that sort. You make the megal bracha. He says in the lashon over here that you make a bracha tavshal she niskalkol ksas. So the word ksas over here is not explaining the word niskalkol; it's explaining that it's still partially edible. What's the lashon she niskalkol harbe? Al sha'ayin idan yochel lo'ochlo ayirei atchak. Because so pasha ipsha bread became moldy. Right? People don't look at that as the minimal damage. That's a significant damage to the bread. The bread has changed significantly. So that's when the bracha is downgraded from hamotzi lechem in oritz to a shahakol. So the same thing by the case of the food as well. But it's still roit to be edible to some extent. But if it just got a bad smell or a bad taste, or you oversalted it or something, or you put too much pepper in, that's not considered an iskalkol, and it does not lose the bracha. So that's this case over here inside again. Chayyadim says, something with niskalkol ksas can pass or tapshul, even though it's from the heiminim, niskalkol ksas, wakaponim rodachilim. Chayyayin shehichmitz, so wine which has turned to vinegar. So this is found in Simon Reish Dalet. So in Sifim, Beis, and Gimel, and Dalet, the Shulchan Aruch says, if it's plain vinegar, you don't make a bracha on it because it's not really edible as is. You have something which is, it smells vinegary, but it still tastes like wine. Then you make a ripia gofen. And then he says in Sif Dalet, in Reish Dalet, Sif Dalet, kol shebnei odom nimnoim et lishtoisu b'mnecha mitzusoi, it's fermented to the point, it's turned to vinegar to the point that people in general will not drink it, but it's not fully tasting like vinegar. So it started that process. So since, if it's fully vinegar, you do not make any bracha at all. But since it still has some flavor of wine, it has not changed totally. So the bracha is not very big off, and the bracha is a shahakol. So that's really the paradigm that we're using to understand the case of pas she'ifsha and tavsha she'nis kalkol. Is done into the case of the wine which is turning vinegary. So, yain shehichmetz avol akaponim roy l'shtia ksas, it's still drinkable. Kigun she'er b'mayim, you added some water. D'imena roy klal l'shtia enam avara klum d'mazik. If it's reached a point where it's not drinkable at all, so then it does not make any bracha at all. Now, mazik over here doesn't necessarily mean that it is dangerous for you, it damages the body, it means the person does not find any benefit in the drinking of it. Therefore, there's no bracha. Okay, so that is category number six that the Chayyim talks about of things which the bracha is shahakol. He's going to ask Hashem, give us two more categories, two or three more categories, and we'll do that best Hashem in upcoming shiurim. And meanwhile, have a good day.